So welcome, Dorothy. Thank you so much for agreeing to be part of this program.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you. So I would like you to just introduce yourself.
Okay. Well, my name is Dorothy, and I'm based in Brussels, Belgium. I'm a poet and coach, and I really enjoy connecting the dots. So it's trying to get inspired, observing and sensing, and then from all that, from the experiences I make, to transform that into pieces of wisdom. So I've been writing poetry since I was a young child, and so that's something I still continue to do, and I love to be working with creativity. And I've been for more than 20 years coaching individuals and organizations through change, but also to, you could say, perform better, be more productive, but in a happy way.
Nice. On the 19th of May 2020, I'd like to just check in to see how you're doing today with everything that's happening in the world. How are you doing right now?
Personally, I'm doing well. I have I'm fortunate. I have space in my house. I have space in my mind, I could say. I'm not on my own, and I don't the work I do is not remunerated at the moment, but I'm okay. And I have nobody in my direct context who has been affected by COVID, so the dear ones are okay and I'm okay.
Okay, that's good to hear. So, what has been your experience through this time since lockdown began in Brussels?
I've noticed going through different phases and stages. I actually started the lockdown a little bit earlier than it started in Brussels, because I was very much connected to Twitter and the internet, so and I could do that. And I went through a stage of, I guess, a little bit of powerlessness or being glued to social media for a little while, a short while, which actually reminded me of how I felt after the Brussels attacks. So there was a similar kind of sensation. And at the same time, I started becoming also, I was fairly productive. I'm working from home normally, or I mean, a lot of the time. So there's a lot of things that we weren't able to do anymore. I wasn't able to go to the volleyball practice or to the tennis or to the music, you know. But in terms of settling in to a new work environment, I didn't have to do that. But I first had this sensation, and then I started working on projects like my website, or you know, all kinds of creative projects or things that I wanted to experiment with or that I'd been doing. And so there are these different phases in that work as well. And then after a while, I also started connecting with people through online, and so getting more inspired by what people were doing or saying, and then so voilà. And I'm in I had a very creative phase, and now I'm in a phase of I guess consolidating all that.
And what are the three things that you've learned during this time?
It's a good question, of course. I've learned to think you know, you have essential jobs and workers, and I've learned that the essential aspect is maybe cycling. So of course My role is maybe less, is certainly less vital at the moment, but I can imagine that at some point it will be important to take care of the more psychological or emotional or, healing, mental healing aspects, apart from the, the physical and the logistics and the, which are really, really crucial at the moment and are always important, of course. So that's one thing I learned. Another thing I learned is that people actually like to connect. So when I started the weekly call with the volleyball team, even though they don't all participate, I could sense that those who participated were really happy to do that. In the same way with the applause in the street at 8 p.m., it's very timid in our streets, but still something is happening, and it's more of a morale and it's more of a connection that is happening. So the symbolic of it for me is less relevant. That's just part of the second thing I learned. And the third thing I learned is that creativity remains a healing process for me. And so, in that sense, I also wrote a poem called If I Were a Virus, in which it's interesting to see what kind of things you would want to spread in the world if you were a virus.
Would you mind
Because
sharing the poem at the end of this interview?
yes, I can share you the video or the audio, or I can share you, I can read it to you if you want,
If
and
you could read it at the end, that would be
I will have to
fantastic.
locate it, so I will be searching for it right now.
Thank you, Dot. Very insightful lessons. Thank you for sharing. What is your relationship like with the virus?
I don't know if I can say I have a relationship with it. I don't consider it to be an enemy. I don't consider it to be a friend, or to of course it has affected our lives, which is both an opportunity and a threat. In a way, yeah, since I wrote the poem, maybe I'm more lenient. So I'm not that I'm happy with the virus or that I'm a friend with the virus, but it's just I if I search inside now, I don't think I have any particular relationship. I had fear in the beginning. I still have some worries about the long-term effects and how it could evolve, but it's not a virus. It's more like the kind of structure or world in which we live. It's the people that worries me rather than the virus. So, and they don't worry me, and they satisfy me, and they excite me as well. So, and they inspire me. So at the moment, I think my relationship is fairly neutral.
Has there been anything which has helped you through this time specifically, like a piece of music? I know that your poetry has helped you in being creative. Maybe community or the universe.
I think certainly the connections to some friends, several I have several weekly calls, and that's has been really helpful in terms of speaking at different levels and sharing experiences. So it's also listening to some inspiring talks. So I haven't been following any classes or things like that, but I have been reading or listening to authors or to speakers I think I discovered or that are really inspiring. So that has been very helpful.
Okay.
My partner has been very helpful because there's lots of things that I don't have to take care of.
Right.
And so I know it's also, of course, very important to not be alone.
Yeah.
And music, I play the ukulele, so
Okay.
practicing, you know, and listening to songs. There's no particular song, but
Okay.
just being active in that.
Right. Nice. Okay. So if I was going to play a piece of music at the end of this interview, what would you choose for me to play that represents this time and you?
It's I guess it's a good question. It could be some pieces of swing music, so that's very lively and something that's that you dance on, that I would dance on doing the dishes.
Okay.
It could be a piece of classical music, and I'm just the maybe the one Sebastian Johann Sebastian Bach, Comme sur sa route by Marian Anderson, or sung by Marian Anderson.
Okay.
It's a song that speaks also about death, and I think
Okay.
so it says Come sweet death. And definitely it's we have to review our relationship with death, I guess.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think everyone's mortality is just shown up in front of them. So yeah. Okay. So what is your new normal going to be like? If your life was going to change as a result of these times, is there something that you would change?
Something I really want to be more attentive to is the community, is
Right.
to figure out ways to contribute or to connect, like with the streets. So, in terms of work, I have been in a transition
Okay.
kind of way. So I've been experimenting with making really spontaneous videos and recording the poems, and and also I haven't been experimenting with that, but I'm planning to do some virtual poetry writing, but in terms of exploring our inner world,
Yeah.
so these type of things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. What is it time to let go of?
Maybe that you can do everything. Or one can
Okay.
do. So I guess in a way it's about also making choices and, you know,
Right.
taking a path and going on that path. And
Okay.
even though, I mean, I can do different things, and it's to yeah is to make some choices maybe there.
So that's quite big, actually.
It
That's
could
quite a
be,
big one.
yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay, so what would you like to see happen in the world as a result of this?
I would love to see I would love to see us calm down a little bit.
Calm down a bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
And instead of focusing on issues that where we instead of focusing on finding enemies and, you know, having opposite camps, and, you know, I would love it if we would just heal, I guess, our relationship with, and you can put suspension points there, because it's with a lot of things, with to heal our relationship with slavery, and to actually do some restoration work, to heal our relationship with ourselves, with our what else, with our finance, so with our families.
And if there was one piece of wisdom that you wanted to share with the listeners out there, what would that wisdom be?
I would say you take the time to take the time to listen to yourself, and to see what comes out. What's your passion? What's your aspiration? What is it? And if you use the mantra that I use from the poem I wrote, which I Shall Stand for Love, is what does I Shall Stand for Love tell you to do from that place of stillness? So not to try and do everything, not to force things, not to overdo things, but to really start from, well, this is really what I want to do.
Nice. It's very powerful. So, Dot, I really want to just thank you for your time and your contribution to this program of work.
Thank you
Really,
for inviting me.
it's been a pleasure. Take care. Bye bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. If I were a virus. If I were a virus, I would be sunlight in your face, for your smile to spread many happy days. If I were a virus, I would be trust in your heart, so you would feel safe and save us from harm. If I were a virus, I would be your sharp and focused eyes to see through the dirt all the beauty in the world. If I were a virus, I would be the joy in your dance and the warmth in your voice that would make a stand. If I were a virus, I would be gold in your hands and the flow of well-being that leads us to awesome. If I were a virus, I would be your reminder to transmit in your hellos the sovereignty of love.